Folks, in today's show, we have news about seasonal menu debuts at the Hollywood Brown Derby, Disney's $1 billion Lake Nona campus project canceled, headline news, trivia, and so much more on this week's Disney's Park Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids. Welcome to the show.
And welcome.
There we go.
There we go. Welcome back.
Welcome.
We're here.
We're here.
We missed you
this week. We will not be
miss you doing again next yeah, week.
We will not be doing a show next week because it's Memorial Day, and I don't believe I'm working on holidays.
Everybody deserves a holiday.
Yeah. What was I going to mention? Oh, we are live every week around 8 p.m. on YouTube, Disney Parks Podcast, YouTube.
Yes, we are.
And Facebook at Disney Parks Podcast page. Or you can visit my page.
Like us, whatever you subscribe, want to. Hit the bell, get notified.
Yes.
Whatever exactly. You need to do to get told we're on.
All of it.
Do it.
And then some. And then some. Did you do anything Disney recently? I know we weren't here last week.
I know. And you were not Disney related last week. But I was a little Disney related this mm-hmm. week.
Okay.
I spent Saturday and Sunday at Disney Springs.
Okay.
I know shocked. That comes to a shocked as most people. I did not visit the boathouse either one of those days. What? If you all want to see a shocked face on my shorter compadre, because for some reason
I got to write this down.
Yes, make a mental note, everyone. I will make up for it. I promise.
I'm sure.
We did. We did go see the new Fast movie, and the Furious, this weekend, and we went back on Sunday to do some shopping with some friends. I didn't really shop, more like walked around and let everybody else spend their own money. And we did a little dinner at Raglan Road,
wow.
Believe it or not. Of all places, we ended up for a good fish and chips.
Cool.
And
everybody
it was a good
had
night.
Fish and chips?
Three of us had fish and chips. One had the beef sandwich, which sounded like I was told it tasted like eating butter. It was that tender.
Wow.
And Susan had the chicken pot pie, which she also said was very good.
Yeah. I've had all three of those. I've had the chicken pot pie. I've had that sandwich. Yeah. It's all good stuff there. I know recently, I know they've changed executive chefs there, but the food is
they
still
very
good.
They have, and the food is good. I've tried their brunch once, but I don't know if they, A, still have it, or B, the menu has changed.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like a brunchy place. It's so loud.
Believe it or not, it's not as loud during brunch when I went, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe
but
there wasn't any entertainment.
The atmosphere is good, and the food is excellent. So I couldn't argue with less.
Yeah, yeah. So this first story about the Brown Derby, I was kind of taken aback. I'm like, really? They're changing the Brown Derby menu?
Did they get rid of the
salad? Yeah. They're not getting rid of the salad, thank God.
Then they can't. I don't think you can.
No. I don't think you
can.
You can't call it the Brown Derby then. You'd have to call it something else. I talk about this, James. What do we
call it? Yes, seasonal menu debut at the Hollywood Brown Derby. Hmm. Hollywood Brown Derby at Disney Springs Hollywood Studios has introduced its seasonal menu, adding new and delicious dishes for the summer. Known for its contemporary American cuisine, this popular restaurant offers something for everyone. The appetizers feature seafood options like crab louis with crisp olive bread, citrus blend, fried capers, and louis sauce. And shrimp cocktail with shaved fennel cucumbers and cocktail sauce. Cheese lovers can enjoy the heirloom tomato and burrata salad with shaved onions. Thai basil gremolata, and citrus vinaigrette, or the charcuterie board for you meat lovers.
Yes.
And cheese lovers. Yes. The charcuterie board with cured meats, cheeses, and accompaniments. For the adventurous eater, there's escargot with roasted garlic bechamel and a crispy prosciutto, hopefully more than one. And roasted bone marrow with braised beef, pickled mustard seeds, and fig bread crostini.
Cool.
Sounds good to me so far.
Yeah.
That's just the appetizers.
Yeah.
Hope you're not full. The entree menu offers a variety of options. Land lovers can enjoy the classic filet mignon with glazed carrots, potato pavé, horseradish cream, and a peppercorn sauce. Or the lamb shank with summer vegetables, harissa vinaigrette, and a nacho gremola. We're going to go with it.
Yeah.
I butchered that one today. Free-range chicken and dumplings combines lemon ricotta, gundi, shishito cream, and gooseberry jus. While the grilled pork features a lavender sage polenta, local corn salsa, and huckleberry barbecue sauce. I feel bad for huckleberry.
Yeah.
Now I know what happened to Finn.
Yeah.
Seafood lovers can indulge in the sustainable fish with white bean ragu, Derby summer vegetables, and roasted tomato emulsion, or the seafood chimpino with shrimp, sea scallops, seasonal fish, mussels, toasted baguette, and aromatic tomato broth. The menu also includes a plant-based option, a shepherd's pie, which combines roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, mushrooms, peas, corn, and carrot. Romesco. Some fan favorites like the famous Cobb salad, which, as we said, it can't go anywhere. Yeah. With split roasted turkey, bacon, egg, tomato, blue cheese, avocado, and dressing. And the grapefruit cake with vanilla sponge cake, grapefruit syrup, and cream cheese icing remain on the menu for both lunch and dinner.
Awesome. If you if you eat outside in that bar area, they have a Cobb salad as an appetizer. And it's like a half-size portion of the full-on salad. So if you like the Cobb salad...
So manageable.
Yeah, you don't want the whole Cobb salad. You can eat outside and get the appetizer version. I still think it's on the menu. But that's a good choice. All right, all new live action, The Little Mermaid greeting... begins May 26th. So there's a new Little Mermaid coming out. It's a live-action film. So on May 26th, to celebrate the opening of the film, The Little Mermaid, guests will be able to visit Ariel from the new live-action story, The Little Mermaid, at Disneyland Resort and Disney World in the Hollywood Studios. The Little Mermaid film is a reimagining of the 1989 animated film, with the enhanced depth and dimensions, including additional characters, backstories, and motivations, new and reimagined characters, and unique elements that expand the original film's world. We are looking forward for ways to build connections through the power of our stories. And we're very excited for the new existing fans to enjoy Ariel from both the animated and the live action. Maybe they should have both of them. It, standing next to each other. You got the live action version. You got the other version.
I don't know. A little side by side.
Yeah, a little side by side. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
So guests can use your Disney Experience app to find character locations for both Ariel from the live action and Ariel from the animated. So we know where to find the animated one. That's over in Fantasyland.
Yes, we do.
But the other one's going to be in the studios.
On the other side of the land.
On the other side of the land. All right, what's next there, James?
New features on the Disneyland Resort theme park reservation system. For all you West Coasters out there in Disneyland, Beginning May 17th, Disneyland Resort will roll out a new feature that will let guests modify the date and or park of their theme park reservations on Disneyland.com without having to cancel the reservation first. Subject to park reservation, availability, and applicable blackout dates, guests using the app will be redirected to the website.
Right.
Guests will be able to modify their theme park reservation up to the day of their reservation before they enter the theme park or parks. And Magic Key holders will continue to have a one-day modification window. Following reservations are available to be modified. Reservations not redeemed or canceled. Magic Key reservations prior to 11:59 p.m. on the day before the reserved date. Reservation with a visual ID and reservations not created with a packaged ticket.
So, I think Disneyland was experiencing a higher volume of people making park reservations and then not showing up. And I think there's now kind of a behind the scenes point system. Like if you do this 3, 4, 5 times, they may suspend your ability to make reservations for a month.
However long they want. Yeah.
However long they want. So I always try to, if I make a park reservation and then I'm not going to go, I always try to, you know, cancel it because somebody else may want to go. And why should I be stopping somebody else from going when I'm holding the reservation? Yeah. So we call that common courtesy. Yes. All right. The other big news that dropped last week, besides the closing of Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, and you can go listen to our Patreon show if you want to hear about that, is Disney's $1 billion Lake Nona campus was canceled.
Well, so there's the even wash.
Yeah. $1 billion there, $1 billion here. There we go. Save $2
billion. Done.
Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products, that's DPEP for acronyms, employees received an email from DPEP Chairman Josh D'Amaro announcing that the planned relocation of the division's campus to Lake Nona in Florida has been canceled. The decision was attributed to significant changes, including leadership and evolving business conditions, and we should we say the stupid governor driving a nail in Disney's coffin.
Apparently doesn't want more jobs for his state, but we'll leave that alone.
I guess not.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
The Lake Nona project aimed to move several hundred jobs. I think it was more in the thousands, several hundred jobs from California to in Florida, except for specific positions to Disneyland Resort. Many employees chose to leave the company rather than relocate. Disney will no longer ask employees to move, and those who have already located will be individually contacted to discuss their situation, including the possibility of returning back to California. Now, here's the thing. You can't do that because you had this very expensive house in California, which you sold. Let's say it was $800,000. Now you came to Florida, you bought a bigger house for $300,000. Unless you kept that money in the bank for use of moving back, I don't see how you can do it. Anyway, that's just my two cents. But it'll be interesting if Disney decides to comp some of these people, moving expenses or whatever. So we'll see how that plays out. Walt Disney World Resort President Jeff Vail also sent a letter to community leaders emphasizing that Disney's commitment to investing in their core business and expanding the Florida theme parks with plans to invest, you ready? $17 billion and create 13,000 jobs over the next 10 years.
Say it ain't so.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're trying to save money, Disney, if you're going to spend another $17 billion. Do you have a printing press for money somewhere we don't know of? Right?
Well, it's right down here, Mr. Castellanova.
Oh, okay. Well, Can you print me
off?
Just
close the door behind you. And...
Yeah. Can you print me off a bill or two? It's interesting. I used to live very close to Nona, and I was kind of excited. But then I, you know, after thinking about it, I'm like, wait a minute. Let's say they move 2,000 employees or 3,000 employees. That's going to be a lot more traffic in the area. So I was like, maybe that's not a great idea. You know, so we'll see. Maybe they will come back, you know. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm shocked that they didn't build the building and then, like, move the Tampa call center, you know, to the Nona area.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did do it, and that's what they do, yeah. If they did were to do it.
Yeah, so interesting. All right, James, what do we got next? I'm sorry, I gave you this hard one again.
It's okay. We're going to use the other versions. I'm going to butcher all these if I have to. Haleo.
Like a brief overview of some of them. I don't think I have to go into all
the details. Haleo by Jose Andres. Disney Springs reveals a new menu. Oh, dear God. I hope it brings people in. I'm sorry. It's not that I have a particular restaurant that I'm a favorite to, but it's okay. But it's not the best on all the planet.
Yeah. I only eat here during Magical Dining. That's the only time I can afford it.
Was it even there last year?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We went.
Well, then maybe we might have to revisit that because I haven't been there in a while. Mm. All right. So, yes, Jose Andres at Disney Springs has a new menu items. For right now, we're just going to go through a few of these. They have a cone of tuna tartare with modern olive oil, Canterbury anchovies, and papaya peppers. Other than that, we have a avocado mojo verde and goat cheese salad. On the rest, the mussels cooked in jasper served with mojo verde. They have a whole roasted for you, sir. A whole roasted branzino served with potatoes, olive oil, and fresh herbs.
Nice.
An heirloom tomato salad served with red onions, papaya peppers, and 4 ounces of conserved tuna belly from Ostris. Mm. Okay. They do have select Iberico cooked on the Basque grill and served with pan con tomate. Iberico is ham, if y'all don't know.
Which is $105.
And $5. Yes, it is. We're going to pass. I hope that's on Magical Dining.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That'll be a really small piece.
Here you go. You got one shaving. Go ahead. Eat it.
There it is. That's it. You throw it. You got to catch it.
Yeah.
That's for the whole restaurant. So everybody fights.
Yeah.
We have a Basque grilled lamb skewer with Andalusian spices, and lastly but not least, there is definitely a lot more. Please, if you like the restaurant, go check out the new menu. Lastly, a thinly sliced tuna served with avocado and a citrus dressing.
They have a branzino for $56. That's a little pricey for branzino. Yes. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, the food is good there, you know, but. The first couple times we went, we had paella, and it was expensive, and B, we left hungry. So
I've heard this story. I think you went next door.
Yeah, I did. Next door. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Hey kids, last week we had a trivia question was, who do Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head treat as their children? And the correct answer is the little green aliens. Little green aliens. This week's winner is Rick. So as we like to say, Rick, it's in the mail. Here's this week's trivia question. You ready, James?
Yes.
What's the name of Jesse's cereal as it's seen in Andy's backyard? So what is the name of Jesse's cereal as it is seen in Andy's backyard? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. adopt.com.
Adopt.com.
All right, believe it or not, Food and Wine is coming up. I think it starts the end of July, like, which is
a lot earlier than weird. You know.
Yes.
At some point, this is just going to be year-round, right? Like,
Yeah.
Is there a point?
I don't know. I'm not going to talk about dates, but let's talk about who is playing. You go figure out the dates on your own. You know where to find it. Go to Food and Wine Festival.
WaltDisneyWorld.com. Food and Wine. Search it. Yep. Anything. Yeah.
So new is Orinthia. Never heard of him. Also new this year is For King and Country. Then you have Southern Avenue, Tiffany, Ruben Stoddard, and Haley Reinhardt. The Bacon Brothers are new this year. I'd go see the Bacon Brothers. I like their music. Joey Fat One and Friends, or Joey Fatone.
Fatone. Aaron, I was wondering if you'd go there.
Aaron Jones is also new. Phillips is new. Oh, that's interesting. That might be fun to go see. Baha Men, Mercy Me, Ray Parker Jr. Who are you going to call? Toby Mac, Celebrity Latin Talent. And they haven't said who, but they're just calling it Celebrity Latin Talent. Raul Acosta and Oro Soloto, who is new this year. Los Amigos Invisibles, 98 Degrees.
Actually see them.
Yeah. Boys to Men, Mark Wills, Sugar Ray, Hobstank, Air Supply, Taylor Dane, Billy Ocean, Hanson, We the Kings. Yep. We the Kings is new, Sheila E. They're very close to closing this out, but Big Bed Voodoo Daddy, and then you have 38 Special. So very interesting lineup they got going there.
It's a pretty stacked one this year, actually.
Yeah. I think I'd like to go see Bacon Brothers 38 Special. And I could probably do without the rest.
Maybe I keep saying I'm going to go see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy for the last million years, and I still haven't done it.
Yeah.
So maybe I will try this year. We'll see.
Yeah. The sad part is the Bacon Brothers and Phillips are in August, which is a little hot and sticky for my taste. But I may have to suck it up like Buttercup. All right, what other new food do we have, James? You seem to be our food expert this week.
I am the foodie today. It's okay. I do eat in all these places. Space 220 restaurant at Epcot adds new dishes and drinks. I honestly have nothing bad to say about this restaurant. Mm. The food is very good. Have you been up there yet?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I really can't. I can't argue with this place.
Mm-hmm.
I was, it's good.
Yeah,
check it out.
If the problem is getting a reservation,
yes,
getting up there, that's the problem.
I got a walk up once.
Wow,
went over there and there was availability. Don't know how. I just tried my luck. That's all I did.
Yeah.
So Space 220 at Epcot has introduced new appetizers, meals, drinks, and desserts. First is with seafood cannoli rockets, Neptune tartare, and asparagus soup. I'm going to pass on the soup. The new drinks include an illumination rum punch with boba. Were enjoyed. For the main course, the tomahawk pork chop and the pan roasted swordfish chopino. Two desserts were also tried, the fruity pebbles cereal rocket pop and the vanilla bean Greek yogurt parfait. And yes, if you leave, you get a trip back to Epcot.
Yeah.
You can check out space220fla.com.
Yeah. And it's $75 for a 3-course meal. It's price fixed sit down dinner.
Yes, it is.
Now, I know you can go to the lounge. But they don't have all of. I think if you eat any of the entrees, you pay the $75. Otherwise, there are kind of appetizer things that you can just nibble on. if you're not,
which only has about 10 chairs.
Yeah, it's a very small dining. If you're,
yeah.
Hey, Disney dining plans are confirmed for DVC members. In early May, Disney announced that its popular dining plans would return in 2024. That announcement did not specifically address availability to DVC owners. However, a link has been added to the member-only website, which reads, starting May 31st, call member services to add dining plans to your 2024 stays. Two dining plans will be available, the traditional dining plan offered one table service meal, one quick service, and one snack, along with a refillable mug. There will also be the returning quick service dining plan with two counter service meals and one snack per day with the refillable mug.
We call it quick because it's faster.
Yeah. Exact terms have not yet been revealed and may be subject to availability.
Or reservations.
Yeah, or to get on the phone. DVC owners were eligible to book the dining plans in the past, but members must now contact DVC member services to add one of the dining plans to their reservation and make the payment, because it's not free. The dining plan must be purchased for every guest listed on the villa reservation for every night of the stay. Reservations made with DVC points do not qualify for free dining or similar promotions offered to the cash guests. Complete details should be available May 31st when the new dining plans are available to reserve. The dining plans will be valid for stays starting January 9th, 2024.
Hooray!
Yeah. If you're a multi-visit per year, I can see where that could start saving you some money, right?
Yes, so, agreed.
Yeah.
But if you're like me...
And you live local.
And you live local. You buy food and you cook in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Do you need a dining plan? No.
No. No, you do not. I bring my own dining plan.
Exactly. All right, what's the last little gem?
It's not food.
What?
I promise you that it's not food this time. But new Figment Walt Disney World annual pass holder magnet coming soon as part of, wow, that's really bad, VI pass holder. We're going to go there because we do anymore. VI pass holder. Days. Walt Disney World has just dropped news that the next annual pass holder magnet will have Figment on it as part of its VI pass holder days coming in June 2023. Figment is a fan favorite character. Always has been. I think he probably always will be. He is kind of that park's mascot, loosely.
Yep.
This character will soon be returning to Epcot for meet and greets as well. And the latest annual pass holder magnet will feature Figment on it as well, as evidenced by these images released. You can look them up, Google search them. I'm sure you'll find it somewhere.
Yeah. I'd like to know,
do you have
every single pass holder magnet?
I don't, but I know someone that probably does.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Susan has them all. Okay. But I know I don't. I can almost guarantee I don't.
Okay. How many magnets do they need to make? Maybe try doing something else.
How many fridges do they think we have?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I just say they should
try something different besides a magnet. I mean, it's easy, right? It's small, you know. They can mail them. Those quick wins. I don't
know. I got an idea. How about you send me a magic band if I renew next year?
Yeah, there you go. I would, yeah, sure.
Thanks for staying.
Here's a magic band.
Yeah, I don't care if it's the solid color one or not. It doesn't matter to me. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I wonder what other things they're going to... I know increased discount on select merchandise in dining locations. So, I like when they do this, but I hate when they don't give us all the details. And then when they do, everybody's like... starting to go crazy out there. So, anyway.
Is this one going to be mailed out as well?
No, I think we're going to have to go get
this one up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's fine.
Yep. All right, you ready?
Four sure.
More. Headline news.
And now, the headline news.
All right, first up, Fantasmic is on hiatus through at least Labor Day. And I think this is only Disneyland now. I don't think.
Yes, I believe that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
Ours is safe. Spit fire.
Yeah, ours didn't burn to the ground. hey, there's an offer for Florida residents where you can purchase a 4-day summer magic ticket. Those started on sale already. If you need help purchasing one of those, please contact us at DisneyParksPodcast.com, DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, and we can hook you up with our travel people, which can get you that great discount. Disney PhotoPass Services unveils a new artistic watercolor magic shot. So they take a picture of you, I think it's like in front of the castle, and then they make that picture look like it was a watercolor. Very interesting, but... I am not going to pay for the extra for that. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 made a total so far of $289.3 million opening weekend. That's huge. Huge.
Yes, it is.
If you live in the Orlando area or coming to visit us in the Orlando area, Brightline, which is our new high-speed train, tickets are now on sale, and I think rides start in June.
September 1st.
September 1st, and you can go all the way down to Miami. So if you're looking to take a cruise, fly into Orlando, get on the train, shoot down to Miami, and you're done. And you can check your bags in Orlando and then pick them up in Miami and not worry about it. Speaking of Disney's Tampa Call Center, they're celebrating 25 years. So that facility has been open now for 25 years.
Wow.
It's a long time. Disney released a bunch of new merchandise for the Disney 100. So they're starting with the 1950s, and that decade collection will launch on May 15th. So go check the parks and Disney shop, Disney.com, all that stuff. Beach Club Villa refurb is going to resume in August. So go, if you're a Beach Club person, unfortunately.
Don't get me started.
There may be some construction. Yep.
I think there's construction in every hotel right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Everyone at the same time.
Yep. There's a lot of new machinery in the World Showcase Lagoon. Putting in for the new fireworks show, so that will be fun to see. They are not barges, so don't get alarmed. It's just new stuff for the fireworks show. If you'd like to go see a little preview of the Little Mermaid, the live-action Little Mermaid, you can go do that at Disney's Hollywood Studios over in the Walt place, or D23 Presents, whatever it's called now. Walt Disney World plans to close its Disney operated food trucks, including all the locations at Disney Springs. I, in the past, have not seen very many people eating there.
I just ate there this weekend.
At the food truck?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay.
It may have only been like the third time since they've been there that I have, but I have just ate there this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I've only eaten there once. And I think it was at the Four Rivers truck, not even a Disney truck.
I just had the Four Rivers this weekend and the mac and cheese truck.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
So? I'm glad you enjoyed them, James, before they closed.
I mean, I get it. It's hot outside.
It is.
It's not. There's not a lot of air conditioning at the food truck land.
No, it does not. Lululemon is going to move to a more prominent location in Town Center at Disney Springs. So if you don't like where they are or it's too hard to find, well, they're moving. So stay tuned for that. And then Disney simplifies room naming categories at the Walt Disney World Resort. So I have a reservation for New Year's Eve, and I got an email saying my room name may change, but I will still get the same view I was guaranteed.
That you asked for.
Yeah. Okay. So I like, oh, all right. So apparently we'll they're going to try and simplify what they're calling rooms, whether they're garden view or, you know, lake view, whatever. They're going to try and simplify. I don't know how they're going to do that. I mean, garden
pool,
view is pretty, yeah.
Parking lot.
Dumpster.
Lake. Side of the building.
The side of another building.
Oh, look, a tree.
Or if you're at the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, no view.
Wall.
Wall.
Who turned off structure. The TV? It's closed. It's, what?
Yeah. That is all the fun stuff we have to talk about today.
It
what
is
going on? I don't know. Disney is trying to save a lot of money. There's going to be some more cuts. There's going to be, I think everything will work out. We just have to, you know, trust in Iger, I guess is the theory we're going with.
Be patient.
Yeah, trust in Iger. So, all right, kids, don't forget to visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. And as we like to say around here, if we don't see you online, we'll see you in the parks.
See you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a bow out of the blue, eight steps in and sees you through.